Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman for another delve into the past of the Bugle. Back into the Bugle New Age for today's Top Stories. It's issue 4090 in December 2018, and it was that not particularly old and not particularly faithful old faithful Brexit that was gracing the top story spot. Helen Zaltzman and Hari Kondabolu join me as Britain bravely took back control. Top story this week, Brexit again and still. And what a week it's been in the world of Brexit. We've been doing some national open cast soul searching here in Britain and not entirely liking what we've been digging up. Helen, you were out of the country for, nine months? No, longer than that.
Yeah.
A year?
Not long enough, evidently.
And you've returned to even more chaos than you left.
It's really quite impressive the way they keep outdoing themselves to make a bad situation more bad. But yeah. It's, I suppose, good that they're exceptional at something.
It's a little bit more complicated for me because as a person with Indian heritage, I really do enjoy British failure and suffering. So there's that part of me. But as an American citizen, I don't really have a high ground to stand on when it comes to choices, right? But it does seem very bizarre to begin with, the fact that the UK would leave the EU because they were barely in it to begin with, considering that you had your own currency and you didn't sign on to the Schengen Agreement, so you controlled your own immigration, so you were barely in it. So essentially, this news is like Nightcrawler leaving the X-Men.
Right. Know?
Like, oh no, not Nightcrawler. What are we going to do without Nightcrawler? Who is going to crawl at night now? Like, it's not that big a thing. So that already it was weird. But
so are you saying we are taking back control of things that we already had control of?
Yes. I mean, that's my expert outsider analysis. Also, it seemed like an incredibly good deal. Like, it not only like were you barely in it, you still had the advantages of it. It's almost like being in an open relationship where only you are allowed to have sex with other people, and then somehow for some reason one day you're like, I'm feeling smothered. I am an autonomous being and I will live by my own rules. And then you break up with the person, and the next day for some reason you wake up and you're like, I am very lonely now. Is there someone to trade with or snuggle?
Where were you with all these similes before the vote in June 2016?
It's been a thrilling week in Parliament. The government was defeated in not one, not two, not three, not four, but three votes. Did I already say three? It was three. Three votes in a day. That's the first time a government's lost three votes in a day since the 1970s. They also found in contempt of Parliament.
Wow.
For the first time ever.
Not just in contempt of every human being.
No, that's just a basic state of political existence for all governments, but in contempt of Parliament. And it's quite interesting insight into how our Parliament works, that this resulted from what's called a humble address And if I may quote from the humble address, the humble address will be presented to Her Majesty that she will be graciously pleased to give directions that the following papers be laid before Parliament. Any legal advice in full, including that provided by the Attorney General on the proposed withdrawal, blah, 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 blah. Do you think the Queen is graciously pleased by this?
Or? Don't think she gives a f***.
No, I think she does have that look about her, to be honest.
She is well over this.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm, what, 92, 91, 92? I'm not going to have to live with this.
Well, I mean, you say that, but, you know, we keep singing that national anthem. She's going to stay alive forever. God is not going to let her slip off the perch.
Wait, so whether or not the nation suffers, she's still queen, right?
Yeah.
Mm. And she gets to keep everything?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the rules.
All the crowns.
Yeah. So she doesn't need to care at all. Like, this is other people's suffering, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a great system.
Hmm.
You guys in America, you should give it a go someday.
Or maybe she's thinking...
Been there, done that.
Well, England went and f***ed a lot of other countries, and now it's time to come home and f*** itself.
A bit of quality me time, I guess. The Queen responded with the tradition passed down from history with the words, f*** sake, what now, you meddling shitheads? I'm watching the f***ing horse racing. If you wanted me to actually do something, you might have liked to think about that before that you chop the noggin off my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-uncle Charlie. Nachos, please. I've got a pony on the 340 at Haydock. There's a five-day debate in Parliament currently underway.
You like things that last 5 days, like
I do.
Cricket.
It is very much like a test match.
How would you advise them to keep the interest going for such a long time?
I think the key is to have regular intervals for meals and drinks. So you want 2 hours debating, 40 minutes off for the lunch interval, 2 hours debating, 20 minutes for tea, and then 2 hours plus an extra half hour if you debate slowly.
Should they all dress the same?
Yeah, I think everyone should be dressed in white and applaud politely.
And wear pads.
And occasionally abuse each other out of range of the microphones. Yeah, absolutely wear pads and genital protectors.
And hats for the sun.
Also, they should be drinking, and that way it's more entertaining the longer it goes.
I think we'd probably have a far more lucid, high quality of debate if there was compulsory drinking in Parliament. I think that was the foundation of ancient Greek democracy, I'm pretty sure. Theresa May, looking as ever as happy as a pig in a pork pie, at least for the pig it's over. Did you feel at all sorry for her, Helen, after the year that she's had?
Yes and no. I think it would be hard for anyone to really succeed in the position she's been in. However, I do think she has done a worse job than she needed to and has also been consistently terrible throughout her political career and inhumane. So I suppose I've convinced myself that the answer to your earlier question is no.
Right.
Do you?
No, I don't feel sorry for her, but she has got that look. It's very similar to the look of a dog that knows you've just made her last appointment with the vet. She just seems to know what's coming. Some kind of instinct.
I don't know. I think that would be a sweet release. It's more like a dog that is being adopted by a family with a really annoying and sadistic child. And the dog is only like 8, so there could be several years of this left.
The debate has been hotly contested, and the nation is essentially split. And the options are to please 50% of the people, to please the other 50% of the people, or to please neither the 50% nor the other 50%. And the option C seems to be essentially what the government is trying to get through Parliament.
That is the fair choice.
There's been some very heartfelt speeches from various MPs. Harmonicus Gravely Strange, the Conservative MP for West Snutterbridge, said that he was a descendant of someone who died at the Battle of Hastings. And he said, we must respect the votes of the now dead. And people who are now of voting age, or will at some point be of voting age in the future, have only themselves to blame for not faking some ID and voting on Brexit when they had the chance. Fair call. Porchetta Cudlick, the Liberal MP for Illingworth Raymond, said Britain should not rush into it. We should have a 20-year rolling second referendum where people's average view on the EU is calculated on a minute-by-minute basis, culminating in a result in the year 2039. Ken Bagatelle, Labour MP for Glarch, said that we should pretend to leave and hope that no one looks at it too closely. That's the Hong Kong option, I believe it's known. And James Bexley Sidcup, the Conservative MP for Brokenshire, just stood in Parliament and sang his new song, Maggie, Maggie, Please Come Back.
Hastings has a kind of pudding, right?
The Hastings pudding?
Is that a thing?
I think of hasty pudding that Harvard has a thing.
Oh, I thought.
Sort of like a corn porridge.
Okay, I thought maybe Hastings had a pudding. You're right, I was thinking of hasty pudding.
We only have dawdling puddings here.
Right, yeah.
Dawdling puddings, ironically, is also a parliamentary constituency.
Oh, God. Won't someone, Andy, think of our home county, Kent, Because today in the news, there were plenty of articles saying that a no-deal Brexit could cause major disruption across Kent because of all of the piles and piles of lorries that are stuck in Kent, unable just to saunter over to the continent anymore. And they're saying rubbish won't be collected, children won't be able to take exams, people won't be able to register for weddings, bodies won't make it to the morgue in Kent.
Only Kent.
Just Kent.
Kent's going to become the most exciting place in the world. It's going
finally
to be some kind of dystopian, very stationary Mad Max future.
It's got the castles for it.
The body's not reaching. Also, takeaway deliveries could be delayed by up to 15 minutes in some parts of the country. That puts in perspective.
That's a nightmare, and noodles will go mushy.
Yeah, and people could easily die in operating theatres because their new lung is stuck on the M20. So, tough times ahead for Britain.
For Kent.
That's not all that could happen. The stock market could fall.
In Kent.
In Kent, by anything between 0 and 50,000%. Train services could collapse into absolute chaos, thus improving by 15%. A shortage of medical and care staff could lead to the government having to conscript clever dogs to be emergency heroes like Lassie.
Works in Peter Pan.
Yep. And TV detectives could get 45% worse at solving fictional crimes. The Queen could get 8% shorter. There'll be an infestation of warthogs. And Britain will be struck from the list of potential venues for the second coming of Christ. So,
it was still on the list?
It's a long list. So the possible scenarios are no deal, shit deal, renegotiate less shit deal, renegotiate even shitter deal, attempt to renegotiate less shit deal but come back with the same shit deal, an awkward smile waving a little Union Jack flag, a second referendum with two or three options, a second referendum with 300 options, one for each plausible variation of leave or remain, a second referendum with no options at all. I quite like this one. It's just a blank piece of paper, which you can just write whatever you want. It won't solve anything, but it'll be essentially what we've got now. Civil war. We shouldn't write that off, because it's worked quite well in the past. Wars of the Roses culminated in 1485, just 100 years later, plus a bit, Shakespeare.
Who would the civil war be with? The different nations of the United Kingdom?
Oh, it's just a massive pile in. Everyone just laying into each other.
Fight, fight.
Not armed, just like a fist fight, a British fist fight.
Throughout the country?
Yeah.
Okay.
All Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales could stay in the EU but leave the UK and be replaced by Ecuador, Togo and Bhutan. So we keep the four-nation union. I think we'd all be in favour of that.
Bhutan is annually called the happiest place on earth. That ranking would go down if it joined the UK.
Yeah. We can drag any nation to our pessimism and natural cynicism. That's what the Empire was all about. We saw a happy world and we thought, no.
Our greatest export.
That was another top story. Thank you for listening. Now, go to buy merch at thebuglepodcast.com, where you can also find the latest issue of the podcast and everything in the Bugle stable.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.